It's Monday night, Or L'Dalad Nisan. We're moving along. We're in Simen Chav Ches. And the Ktsois is talking about if Tfisa helps when there's a Chiyuv Losses Yedei Shemayim. And I said it once, I said it 100 times, I'll say it again. The Ktsois is not pointing out the chiluk and the shonos that we find between Lotzis Yedei Shemayim and Chaya Bedinei Shemayim. In my mind, there's a very big difference in the words. Chaya Bedinei Shemayim means that, like, there's another level of judicial, it's another level of responsibility. You take a potter Bedinei Yodim, you take a potter. And in Dinei Shemayim, they hold you to a higher standard. So you're Chaya Bedinei Shemayim. Lotzis Yedei Shemayim is much more of a, it could even be a chiyuv b'dinei adam, but there's no proof. Beis Din can't make you pay it for whatever reason. Maybe they have no proof. Maybe there's no smuchim. Maybe this, maybe that. So there, the lashon would be losses in shemayim. Nobody can compel you to do it, but you want to be an erlicha person, you'll do it. But but the choice does not. So the what's fascinating to me is that the Ktsois makes a chiluk when tfisa helps. It's really the Amshel Shlomo. The Amshel Shlomo makes a chiluk when grabbing helps, and when it doesn't help, you know, it doesn't. So he's mechalik between something like grama tfisa does not help, because grama so the lom de shechiluk is the lom de shechiluk. Grama yipater, you know, yipater. So. You gotta pay, you know, so you should pay. So, but you can't grab it, you have no right to grab it. Mashenkein, like Komle Bedrabamine. Or he's talking about if there's no smuchim, or Komle Bedrabamine, so then you could grab it. That's why Rashi says you could grab it. Grada, this chilik of the Marshal, is reflected in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. That's what I, because the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch by Groma is Chayav Bedinei Shemayim, not Losses Yedei Shemayim. But Chayav Bedinei Shemayim. So, okay, anyway, be that all as it may, we'll start from after the, he brings down the Amshel Shlomo, who makes this chilik. And we really learned this already the last time that we learned. So the Marshal says, by Komli Bedrabamine Tfisa does. Then he points out a diuk in the Amshel Shlomo, like a fascinating diuk. In Londis, the Amshel Shlomo is saying that by Komli Bedrabamine you could grab. Besan's not machay of you, but you really are machuyev. That's Rashi says that in the famous Gemara of Esnan Osu Torah Filabu Alimoy. Rashi says, and you can be toifus. It's a machuyev lots of sedei shemayim. But then there's a quirk, there's like a chap in the Marshal's words, that the choice is machalek between. There's two types of komle bedrabamineis. Is when we actually give you misa. And then Chayve Misa Shoigigin, it's called. You did it for Shoigigin, you're not doing it for your Misa. So there's a Hekesh in the Gemara Tzubas, Elunairis, that there's a din of Komle Bedrabamine, even if you did it for Shoigigin. Chayve Misa Shoigigin, you also say Komle Bedrabamine. So the Ktsois is Medaik and the Marashal, that it's only in that case that Tfisa would help. But if they're actually giving you the Einish Misa, then your mamish putter from the moment. And their grabbing would not help. That's what the Ktsois is medayek from the Lashon of Marshal. In the Marshal saying that by Komli Bedrabamine you could grab, but he says if he's a shaygig, he doesn't say blanket by Komli Bedrabamine you could grab. So let's look at the Ktsois. If you have this fancy Ktsois, it's on page Nun Gimel, the left hand column, and we'll start from the fourth line. If you don't actually do it, when we don't give misa, but when we actually carry out the chumra dika chiyuv, then your mamish potur. This is a very big chiddush. I mean, maybe it's mashma from the living marshal, maybe it's not. But the Gemara makes a hekesh that it's the same. And according to this Ktsois, the hekesh is not really completely true. So, it's not a really a complete hekesh, because the dinim are different. In one, it's a din yamamish potur, you know, but below I move on potur, and you can't, and the guy can't even grab the money. And in the other case, potur, but he could grab it. But the Gemara makes a hekesh between the two. Very, a little strange. Anyway, it's medayik if in the washer of Marshal. Where did the Marshal get it from? So he doesn't bother so much. Why he wants this? He wants to know where the Marshal got it from. Lechayra divri Marshal him a divri nevius. Where did he get it from? So Shabbos
is divri nevius.
I'm cynical, sarcastic, biting, cutting, respectful. I don't know why.
You like that?
It doesn't make sense anyway. Because the minute he's going to say it's mukach, so it's very hard to understand.
He means it seems to be the minute.
Yeah.
The Hoshapa Matsinu Lameimar. The Hoshapa Matsinu Lameimar, because what's wrong with saying? Tafilu Avdin Nachlumer Rami Olav Tashlumen. Well, what's so terrible? Like, where did the Mashal get this from? The Chay Mashma listened to Shas. The Porach Vein Aleiku Mashalim. The Lazel Marava Eskenos Rotor Afilu Bo Alimoi. Okay. So where did the Mashal get it from? He's not bothered by the Lomdus, but he's bothered by where is he coming from? Omnam Nira Dimri Mashal. He says, I'll tell you where he's coming from. He has a riot from the bar. The hood of the Sanhedrin, the fine bays, Rava Ignavile Dichri, the Machteris. Rava had some sheep stolen from a Baba Machteris. Baba Machteris means a guy tunneling into your house. We look at him as a rodef because he's ready to kill you, and therefore you're allowed to kill him because of Habala Hargachash, Kendall Hargo. And Mamela, ironically, there's a din if he's mazik while he's in the machteres, he's potur, because we apply kamli bedrabim minay because he's considered to be mafiyus nisa while he's in the machteres, which is a chiddush. But that's the Gemara says. Why the chiddush is not just you can kill him to save yourself. You call him a mafiyus nisa, and we apply the din of kamli bedrabim. The fact that you could kill him doesn't kick in kamli bedrabim minay. Kamli bedrabim is kicked in when the guy's mafiyus nisa. So again, he's mafiyus nisa. So Rava. So they went to give it back. V'lei kablinu. V'lei kablinu. So I don't know. It's going to turn. He didn't take it. It's going to turn out in the next few lines that he sort of took it and gave it back. I don't know what happened here. The place was talking about he was typhus. And he was giving it back. So apparently he learned. They gave it to him, but he didn't want it, and he gave it back. Why? Rav holds. See, the Gemara says a very chashuva dynamic. That when there's kamli bedrabiminei, and you owe money, you don't have to pay the money. But if you steal something and there's kamli bedrabiminei, and the chafetz is be'en, then you have to return the chafetz. That's what the Gemara's maskana is. The lumdus we really talked about, when the chayfetz is be'en, it's not so much the person's personal chiyuv as veizim zakzela, but it's the chayfetz, like the man's, to be returned to its owner.
The gravity.
Yeah. It's more like, I remember learning in chemistry, I don't remember anything from chemistry, but I remember learning that things in nature want to go back to their makor. They want to have eight molecules like that. They all, like, they want to be a certain way. There's a tension in debris that they want to be, molecules, an atom. They want to have something. Anyway, there's nothing wrong in Lomdus, in the spiritual world. A chayfetz wants to be by the Bible. We even say in English, it belongs to him. It belongs there. So it's like a force. So it has to go back to the Bilem. So even if the
usually we come at the Sarah and speak at the, it's all coming from the Bilem. The Bilem are the one who go for the Chafetz. He would come in if the Chafetz going for the Bilem. It's all the
Bilem. But the Buddha is not the Ganeth. the ganavas can't maybe grab him. That's the point. Now Rav does not hold of that. Rav holds even if a ganav steals something when he's mechuyev miso, like b'machteres, and it's still be'en, he does not have to give it back. But domin keninu, he was kind of it with blood. That's literally what
he didn't get killed.
We're gonna see. So Rava didn't want to take the kvasim because Rav said they don't have to give it to him. Come on, we got it. According to the Maskan of the Gemara, he really could take it because it's banned. These are the kvasim that were stolen. And come on, we got it. He does not potter. He can take it back. But Hoyle the Nopin Mikumi to Rav, that even if it's Ba'en, come with the Grabamina, he says they don't have to give it back, so they didn't want to take it. That's the Gemara.
He would have to take it back, right?
I don't have to. He wants to give them a present, he can give them a present. They're supposed to give it to him, and if he wants them to keep it, he's giving them a present. Vikshuva Toysis has an interesting question. He and the Chiyuv Ulat of Beish Mayim, since we learn about Fatsiya, in the Sugya of Esten Asra Tairo Fila Boalimai, we learn that even then it's Kablai Medrabi Minei Yechai Ulat of Beish Mayim. So why didn't Rava take it? Because maybe these nice kind of them are doing Tshuva and they want to be Chai Ulat of Beish Mayim. Why didn't he help them out? Ulat of Beish Mayim. The tears of Taisha says because Rava knew that they weren't returning it lots of day Shemayim, they were returning it because they thought that Mechuyim to return it Medina Yodim.
So they wouldn't be Yossi to day Shemayim because they didn't think that this.
No, he didn't want to fool them.
But they would have been Yossi
to day Shemayim. I don't know if you have to have a shame. But he felt he was fooling them by taking it. That's what Tyson said. He didn't want to be involved.
What's the problem?
It's a trickery. Maybe it's a shtickle.
Why didn't he tell them?
So that's why he didn't want to take it. Maybe he did tell them. We don't know what happened.
He could take it back.
Maybe. We don't know what happened afterwards. He didn't want to take it. The Tyson says, why not? Maybe they want to go to the tonight. But they didn't. Rubber knew they didn't want. They thought they have to give it back to the Rav then, and Rava didn't want to take it under false pretenses. The name says the Ktsois, the last four lines now in this column. Minei Lashitas Rashi, the Bahani Tfisa, this is where you see that the Ktsois learned he had it in his hands. He handed it to him. So he wants to know, according to Rashi, that Tfisa helps. And can I feel the low rots of the Beis Shemayim? Why did Rava give it back? So he was tight for six, so Tfisa helps.
Had the rub, give it back, that's what he had it.
Why did he give it back for? I think that the question is a longer question, not a. If Tfisa helps, then Viter had helped already. And Viter, he's giving them a matana. He's not really refusing what they're giving him. Because he had it already. And if Tfisa helps, so Tfisa kicks in and it's his now.
Tfisa doesn't need kavana.
Rava had kavana.
Right,
apparently, it's a good point. Apparently not. Maybe we'll see later in the place. Meanwhile, he's calling it a tfisa. So he wants to give them a present, fine. But he had it already. That's the choicest question.
It wouldn't be enough that he just came in, like they came in, they brought it into his chutzner, so his chutzner was...
Okay, the choice is one day. Maybe that's also a tfisa. I don't know. This is the choicest question. He's assuming there was a tfisa there. He wants to know if there was a tfisa, so why did Rava give it back? He was tight for it, and Rashi says that by coming to Gavamine, tfisa helps. There's a lot to be a thought bank about the tfisa's raya. First of all, who says he even got it? Second of all, maybe they just brought him into the chutzah. Third of all, maybe he still felt it was under false pretenses. He wasn't mechavit to be taifusin. So who said it's a tzitzit? He wasn't mechavit to be taifusin. Okay. If it's Hashem, I'll see if Tachroinim deal with all these issues. Or it's a good point, then you're making good horrors on the tzitzit. Very good. The tzitzit's teret is even more fascinating. He says, the guy in the machteres, it's Ke'ilu, he's getting Chiyuv Misa. the fact that he's alive and kicking is, it's not like Shoigig that he doesn't have a Chiyuv Nisa. This guy Taka had a Chiyuv Nisa. No one killed him. No. It was like Bezna was Mechayev somebody Nisa and then he ran away and he escaped. He didn't get killed. So this guy escaped. He didn't get killed. But he actually had a Mamash Chiyuv Nisa. So that's where the Marshal got it from. Hello everybody, we come around now full circle. That's where the Marshal got it from, that if you actually are Mechuyev Misa Taka, then Tfisa does not help. Because I have a Kasha, says the Ktsois. Rovla's taking should have helped through Tfisa. And the Chlami didn't want to take a look at the Shemayim, but it helps because of Tfisa. Lord of it up with the Tfisa. So he says, you know why? Because this was Bepoil Achiyav Nisa. And that's what the Marshal is Mashma. And now I see why it's Mashma like that. That by Bepoil Achiyav Nisa, Tfisa does not help.
So then Tosus never had a Kasha, right?
Tosus the Kasha was the Shemayim.
So the Marshal, according to the Marshal, no Achiyav, I thought, at all.
According to
Marshal.
Marshal.
Yeah. If Abdina Lakomra,
that's looks like it's terrorist, it's Kasha.
There is no Chiyuv in Bnei Shemayim.
At all. If you have a kid with a rabbi, Abdina Lakomra.
Who says no loss of Bnei Shemayim? He says Tfisa doesn't help. He also says no loss of Bnei Shemayim.
I don't know, I think that's what it seemed like.
That's why it doesn't help.
I think even the Sos now, when he's explaining the Marshal, I think he seems to say it in the end. Here he says in the end, "Avohecha the Avdina Nafumra the Eino Rawi Lo Lashalim Watsesh B'Shemayim."
Who are you reading from?
Lo Mahani. So he said just before he brings the Kiddushi Aran.
You went further. That's called we did the chumrah to him. So it was mutter to kill him. Guess what? No one killed him. He's alive and kicking. Okay, no one killed him. It's like a guy ran away. And he ran away. He escaped. No one killed him. He certainly called Mezid, even the corner's Chayav Bahachumra. Mashengish Shalom Bahasra of his manazer. That's the hekesh I told you about. So here he says, "Beferish dein roy lo l'shalom lotsu shidei shemayim." By mani tfisa, keep the gvayim on shachumra. So the biggest riot that this is not right is Tosfos Kasha. Satan says there is lots of day Shemayim here. So you see something's wrong. Okay, that's weird. Okay. We're not going to get anywhere. Again, there's a lot of like chidushim in the choice. The whole kasha seems to be a bit shaky. Who said he made Tfisa? Who said he can't give it back if he made Tfisa? Just ask the Kasha, why does it help on Tfisa? Okay, and then he answers that Machteris is called Avdin and Hachumra. Attack of Tfisa doesn't help. But then he says the Ferris Lots of the Shemayim is not needed anyway. Also. So maybe they were giving it back on Tlosses and Day Shemayim. The Tirith Bashem Arab Rab David. The Loy Dami. The Hosom Gabi Eslan Tzorach Adam Lima Bidiburo. Right, he made up, he's going to pay the Zoyna a certain amount. He's going to give this lamb. to pay. So even though you put, so here's how he says the Esther Nostra Torah of Philip Alimoi and Yechayim Lachri De Shemai. He says, even though the Dudinim come with the Grabbin Minei, but you have to be a Wurzmensch. You have to keep your word. You said you're going to pay her. You made up a price for her. Some legal loophole happened, and now you're potter. But come on, you gave your word. You're going to pay her a certain amount of money. Tzorech adam lamad b'diburo. You have to keep your word. Avav bishlo yoschayim min adin. Even if you're not included to pay the money, because it's coming to drop every day. But you have a moral obligation to keep your word. Avav kan. So, and that's where the Tfisa helps comes from. It's very interesting. Avokan achashakonu hanidichri b'demayu if he's for a derav nintzogenei v'gnu k'nu yilagami b'yaraganov. So they owned it. So they're giving it back to you. You don't take it. There, the reason yichtil chayim los v'dei shemayim is because taka yichayim los v'dei shemayim. You gave your word. You have to keep your word. Here, if you hold like Rav, the dom kaninu, you're Bobby Machter, if you attack a potter. Bakosha. So that's the Rav. That's the way the Rav says the Chiluk. Bakosha, the name of the Chayv Lamad, but the Buro, the Nosson Law, have the Esnon, if it's Esnon Zoyner, just on the base of the fact of the moral obligation. The Gemara says if he was boiled at first and then he gave her the money, mutter. Because it's not called the meschirus, it's called you're just giving her a matana. Raminu ba'al lev, v'chakach nosan lo, afilu mekabak shal l'shoinim, shonim esnonu osur. More answers the machlekes tanon. Ayin shal depor, v'chiyomat lezeh, mayhavi ho mechzer meshicha. That reason of Esther Nosa Torah Filibo Alimoi is because you bet some Almuchuyev, not the way the Ran says it, because of the moral obligation. And with the Hechad Avdin and Achumr Loi Mani Tfisa, I Mashik Savti. Okay, then Nichol Yashay Madikash Lamod Etzlam Bekrisus. What does it say in Krisus? Yesh Oichal Achila Achas. Chayav Aleo Dalat Chatoi Is Loshem Echad. What's the case? Oichal Chelam Yamam Doshim and it's Loisor. It's a whole case. We have Issachal Alissa because it's a Koilol and it's a Moises. Oh, complicated case, and you end up getting all these, bringing all these carbonates. If you did a b'shoygin, you can move on. Rameiro, I have another. I have another. Avim hoisa Shabbos. Moitziya b'piv. While he's eating it, he was moitziya into Rishus Arabin. He was mechuyif moitzah. Amalayim and Hashem. They said, "Come on, you can't krich so far. You can't bring that in. That doesn't count just because he had." We're talking about a guy eating and having to bring various kabbalas for eating. And you're bringing in, he walked into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos while he was eating, so it's called carrying. That, we're not going to count that. We're going to disallow that in your bid.
Is it Inam Hashem?
Inam Hashem means it's not a for achila. We're looking for things that you bring a kabbal for achila. The kasha law, the choice has a kasha here. What did the mayor gain? My hoisef rameir Shabbos. So b'med the hoisef chiser osham. The b'sochem perik osho tanya hoichel chomet shel hekdesh. Yeshoim remoal v'yeshoim remoal man yeshoim remoal v'chunye ben akona the chayvei krisus potu mitashlum. It's commonly b'davim minayim on chorus also. Picture of the tzitzis of my potu mitkorban me'ilam which is commonly b'davim minayim. No, so it's coming with the Abimine, but you're still bringing a carbon. The Tirtzu, keeping the pot of me carrying the Chaymish, pot of the Nami me carbon. Shein Hashem Meilos Balak Sheish Karam V'Chaimish. The reason you're not bringing a carbon is because you put them in Karam V'Chaimish because of the Kamei B'Drab Minei.
What
happened with the Kli and
the Ogli? What happened?
The guy took out Ogli and the Kli and there was no Shear Ogli.
He tied on the Kli and
the Ogli? No, there was a Shear. The Mechui is to bring a carbon for the Ogli. You don't say it's buckled to the Kli.
I thought the
chiyuv
was on the Kli and not on the Ogli.
What? I thought the chiyuv was on the Kli and not on the Ogli. The chiyuv of Nisa. He says it the Kli. He shogad ba'oichli. So when Kainam Moshe Shabbos, the Chayv and Mises based in, why they point him into Shluch? So you're not going to bring carbon. You ate Chayv and Amokdoshim. He's saying you're not going to bring it. You're not going to bring a carbon if you don't have to bring a Karen V'chaimish. Because the Kamei B'drabim, he's going to pot you from the Karen V'chaimish. The Filur Ameyah, Leikim Mishalim Mislim, Mesu Mishalim Leslik, and even the Jewish regular Nairis, you can't let go Osham. Because if there's no Karen V'chaimish, there's no Osham Me'ilos. So according to Ameyah, if there's Kamei B'drabim, he said there's not going to be a carbon Me'ilos. So what you gain by eating Shabbos and eating a Chat is you have to take away an Osham.
You brought the Tosis of the Raya that if there's no Karen, there's no Mehila?
If there's no Karen B'chaimish, there's no carbon.
That was the Raya. You brought the Tosis of
yeah.
The
Raya. Yeah. But the thing that's interesting, Shem Rashi, they have the common to be driving me now, Rami Chiyuva, Layela, Shem Beis, and Oizu, Vimchud, Vosetay, Shemayim. So he's saying you have to bring your Asham. You still have to bring your Rosh Hashanah by Kamei B'drabim Minei. You can't keep it the Kaibel on Chayvi Chadoz Lashom Ozeim Mashkin and Oysun, Mela like a Chi of Oshim Bezdin. This is called Bezdin is never Machayev and Oshim, technically, Doeim Mashkin, because I'll never force you to bring it. You loy the Machuy of Oshim. Gamakar Machayim is blessed with Day Shemayim. So he is really Chayev the Oshim. So you can't get rid of the Oshim. What do you mean in Perikol Shah, Yeshon and Loimal? The soil of Chavik Kriz is pointed with Tashlumen. The three Mashak Asad, the Kivin and Mashak and Chavik Hadoz and Hashamos came on the Yom Amal, Al Kochalot and Zay Shemayim. So Hain the Mashkin, it means you don't force him. Him came, Hay Yashem and Goloi Moal, Hain Afilu Medina Shemayim. Amay Kamal and Medina, Kamal and Dominate and Putim and Tashlum Medina Shemayim. Om the three Mashak Kosov, the last two lines, according to the Marshal, Eichid Abdina Leachumra Lekachi of Tashlum and Afilu Medina Shemayim, אם כן ניחה, זה מוצאים על המים את השם מהי שהיזד בחומץ, אם כן עבדים עלי החומרה, which is what chorus, לא חי אישו אמר דולי מועל, אפילו מאילו, דיינו אלו מדיני שמיים מה מפות, כי זה עבדים עלי החומרה. Okay, I think that we'll stop here on the Ktsois. Let me just see. Okay, which Milui Chayshins do you suggest saying? Six, yes, the Kasha Toysa says there is a Chayb Losses Day Shemayim. Oh, so that, okay, we'll stop here and we'll end the Nesiva Taka makes that Chilim. That very, it gets even more subtle. These things are very subtle, we really have to explain them. That even though if Avdina Nachumra Tfisa doesn't help, the Taka Losses Day Shemayim you still are. It's just the Fisa that doesn't help by Abdin and Hachumra. I mean, that's spinning already, because all these subtleties. The first step of the subtlety is to say that by coming, we drop it, we know you chayv losses in day Shabbayim. Mashen Kain, by Groma ben Nezokin, you're not chayv even losses in day Shabbayim. That's like the first step. Then he says, even if you chayv losses in day Shabbayim, by Kamei B'drabim Minei, but it's only if Lo Avdin Nachum. If you actually do it, then it's like a potter. And the Tzoy says, potter meaning can't be toifus, and you're not chayv losses in day Shemayim. And he brings further rayas about carbonos you don't have to bring. Now he's, and then Siva says, they get more and more subtle. That even if you hold that if Avdin and Achumra Tfisa doesn't help, but you still chayv was as Nesh Shemayim. That the Marshal never meant. He only meant that you can't be Tfisus. So, like, what's the chilek? So, we have to see.